You're there and I'm here. Hello. I appreciate you coming back right before the break. Let me rephrase that. After the break, I came back and did another podcast. Unfortunately, for whatever, well, first, I know the reason. Unfortunately, it was not. Wasn't very good. The recording, you couldn't even hear me. So, I lost it all. I guess that was meant to happen. It just, everything I said before is gone. It's gone. As far as no one heard it. I didn't write it because I just deleted it. Silence doesn't work on the radio. Well, I'm gonna put the music back on. I know you guys can't hear it. Use guys. But I can. I think you can because it's moving a little bit right now. So maybe you can't hear it. I don't know. Maybe that's too loud. I'm probably going to mess this one up as well, as far as the sound. But stay with me a little bit. Where was I? I was talking about being what has been said is lost. Think about that for a second. Back in the day when Shakespeare was writing his plays, or the great poets were sitting around talking and writing, even before Shakespeare, take it back to the Greeks, to the Romans, they would write everything. And then they'd have rough drafts. And then they'd have edits. And they'd have deletions, crossouts, until you'd see the final version. And that entire process is to a certain extent lost, or at least on its way out, isn't it? This next, maybe not my generation, but maybe certainly the next or the next after that. How often do poets and writers and novelists and essayists, are they still using the journal? Are they still using something other than a keyword or a computer or a laptop or a word processor? Because if you write something, you can just delete it. The whole process of the creation, the craft of creating something, a piece, a story, a poem, a piece of art. Well, art's a different subject, I think, because it's not so much the written word. So we shouldn't be mixing them, putting too much under the same umbrella. I think that's too loud. If nothing else for me. No, it's too low. An interesting article about a month ago, it appeared on the New York Times regarding Raymond Carver, C-A-R-V-E-R, Raymond Carver. If you haven't read any of his short stories, I would strongly recommend it. He's considered the minimalist, the father of the minimalists back in the 70s, and on into the late 80s, I believe he died. Perhaps I may be off. Someone can correct me on that. But phenomenal writer, short story writer. But the article, interestingly, his editor Raymond Carver's editor, whose name escapes me at this moment. I'm a little too tired to Google it and to find out, but it's there. In a nutshell is the edits he did is the voice that we know of Raymond Carver. So was it really Raymond Carver, or was it the editor who created this minimalist fantastic stories? I mean, he cut it to death. He shredded the stories. He took it down to the bare minimum. If that. I wouldn't even call it the minimum. There was a lot in the little he said. Which, this is not the case for me right now, because I'm just kind of going all over the board. Certainly one main reason. I can maybe think of another two or three, but the main reason is because I just finished recording everything and you couldn't hear me. So I'm redoing it again. And to what end? I don't know. Just for fun. I mean, hey, it's free for now. I had written, and I'm looking. Oh, here it is. I was looking as I was trying to kill some space there, because as I said, silence doesn't work in this radio-esque podcast type situations. You didn't come here to listen to silence. But, interestingly, adverbs are weak. Too many adverbs kill good prose. Dan Brown, his short first story, I couldn't get past 10 pages. Go back and reread it and look how many adverbs there are in that chapter, or in those first few pages. It killed me. It was gross. But apparently it was a good story. I couldn't get past it. I know you're supposed to give a novel, like, what, 100 pages, 200 pages, 100 pages before he really gets into it? Fuck that. I couldn't even give him 10 pages. And the movie was okay. I kind of sat through it. I think I was forced to or something. Not forced, but it was rented. It was free or someone had rented it. Okay, back to what I was going to get to, and then I'll let you go, because I'm going to make this half of what it was. I don't like that word, too. Nutshell. We should ban that word. Nutshell, whatever, and you know. I'm calling this 11 pebbles. Pebbles, as in little pebbles. Call them talking points. I like to call them pebbles. It creates a ripple, the ripple effect. And just have a conversation going. This is kind of, I was about to say sad, because I'm talking to a microphone and maybe someone will listen, maybe someone won't. But at this hour, I'm just talking, rather than writing, rather than reading, rather than doing X, Y, or Z. Hey, I just thought it'd be fun. Okay, so you humoring me, you're there, wherever you may be. I don't know when you're listening to it. I'm here and you're there. But here are the 11 pebbles. I'm just going to read them off, like, one by one without giving any color commentary afterward. Okay, just read them as they are. And some of these I may have touched on. 7 minutes 47 seconds that you've been with me. Appreciate you. Here we go, okay? 11 pebbles. Listing them 1 through 11. Number 1, the rain. Rain, R-A-I-N, the rain. 2, list of threes. List of threes. Number 3, Chato Mamet. Chato Mamet, M-A-M-E-T. Chato Mamet. Number 4, book a million. Book a million. 5, kiwi, period, fruit. 6, podomatic, period, podcasts. Podomatic, period, podcasts. 7, silence, period, Greece, period, philosophy, period. 8, por favor, por favor. 9, chivalry, manners. 10, pens, P-E-N-S, pens. 11, journals. Okay, I'm going to make a quick commentary. It was really hard for me not to make a commentary after each one of those. I just wanted to get through that list. I'm looking for my kiwi, actually, that I brought. Oh, there it is. I found it. I was squishing my kiwi. So let's start on that one. I bought this kiwi a few days ago, and I'm just now eating it because I think now is the time to eat the kiwi. And I'm going to open it up to you. I don't know where to put my kiwi peel. Hold on a second. No, I won't leave you. Silence is not good, and you can't hear the music. What's your favorite fruit? Kiwi's one of mine. Bananas. And I can't think of a three. That was what, and actually, that's I'm also discussing one of the other points I had mentioned. List of threes, like three favorite fruits, three favorite books, three favorite movies, three favorite actors, three favorite foods, three favorite sexual positions, three favorite. Man, it's endless. You can think of three endless anything. Three favorite candy bars, three favorite ice creams, three favorite television shows, three favorite songs. You want to go back to the three favorite, what? The sex one? Well, that's for another time. Let's not talk sex right now. Not while I'm eating my kiwi, at least. Ooh. We could, though, couldn't we? It lends itself for speaking about it, but nah. The sound effects I'm about to make inadvertently or not, or otherwise, may lend it even more. So, what are your favorite fruits? What was the one we were talking about before that? List of threes. Okay, and then the fruits. Peaches I don't like. I don't care for peaches. No, thank you. This is a delicious kiwi. You should try a kiwi. If you haven't had a kiwi lately, try a kiwi. They're supposed to be rich in something, but who the fuck cares? They're good. Oh, what were the other topics? I'll say there's that word again. Gotta get rid of that. I'm looking at my journal again. I don't know. Some of these may be interesting and some of them aren't, but I just wanted some reaction as far as out there. Chato Mammoth's my dog. He's a Boston Terrier. Oh, one thing I was going to mention when I was reading the list of 1 through 11. That when I said por favor, cuando hablo español se ve más rojo. Did you understand that? When I speak Spanish, even when I say the word Spanish, look at that. What I'm looking at is the bar of the volume of the green. Because what I'm afraid of is here is that you're not going to be able to hear this. Or some of it, or none of it, or parts of it only. But I'm noticing that when I say por favor, both words, por favor, it skyrockets to red as far as full blast. And I don't think I'm saying it any louder than normal. Oh, maybe I am subconsciously. Por favor. Does my voice somehow change to Spanish? Interesting. Or not. But what I was mentioning there when I wrote that pebble, por favor, is this idea of doing a favor for someone. Art of doing a favor and the polite way of saying, you know what? No, I can't. Really, I can't do that favor. And as much as I'd like to, I can't. How do you get out of favors? Anyone have any ways, any suggestions out there? Is it just best to say, you know what? I don't want to do you a favor. That's terrible, though, isn't it? Should you do? It has to be something other than you just don't want to. Right? Really? Right? No? Yes? Because just because you don't want to is pretty shitty. If you had something else planned already, or if it's of a physical nature. You know, if you have a bad back, a bad hip, or if you think you have a bad back and a bad hip, or both, or a bad something, and you don't want to make it worse, you know, you can say, oh, you know, my back, my fucking back, or my knee, oh, God, my Rice Krispie knees. Oh, what I was mentioning earlier was, that was one subject, so tell me, is there something like that that's happened to you? Or how do you get out of favors, I should say, is a better question. Or do you? I'm back to my kiwi. I wonder if the skin is edible. Does anyone know? What fruit skins are edible? Grapes? What else? Oranges. I've heard some people eat the orange peel. Hey, when you're hungry, man, you gotta eat. You gotta do what you gotta do. I think I'm messing up with the microphone again. I can't seem to find the right balance as to where it should go. I should just speak. Debería hablar puro español. No, it wouldn't be all that great. On a scale of 1 to 10, my Spanish is probably about a 5, 6 maybe. Maybe not even that high. But I try. So should I quickly mention the thing about the story, the incident that happened? It's 15 minutes, you know, this is the average. I don't know, there's no way of getting feedback. This is okay, maybe I'm quickly getting bored of it. Well, the other part too, which I had mentioned in the other podcast that ruined, that I was inaudible, is that a word? Inaudible. Where I couldn't be heard. Was the fact that Podomatic, this one, my pebbles that I threw, is going to charge you after a 30-day trial basis. So they hook you for 30 and they hope that you pay. I'm sure maybe it's not fair. I don't know. I didn't do the math. $240 a year or something? $240 a year? I don't know. I can be somewhere else. I mean, that's the other part I was going to mention. The number of people on this, the number of podcasts out there, literally, or actually, I should say metaphorically, we are but a pebble in an ocean of podcasts out there. How's one going to make that domino effect? In other words, I guess I'm putting value as to who's going to listen to this. I mean, I would just be doing it simply for self-fulfilling or whatever egotistical reasons of just talking into the microphone and paying $240, $260, whatever it was a year. For what? Maybe one person. I mean, if I talk to one person out there, or I should say, if I podcast, there must be a whole words of way of communicating. It's, you're not on the radio. You're not on TV. You're on the internet. Who's listening right now? Someone email me something. Or just do something when you can when the podcasting is like a response. Like, I'm full of shit, or fuck you, or hello, or I like bananas. I do. Did I mention that one earlier? I did, I think. Tell me you like kiwis, tell me you don't. Okay. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being here. I was trying to think again of something, way to end it, but I still haven't found like the right way to say good night. Have sweet dreams. I'll tell you a quick story. When my kid brother was just a tot, he was just starting to speak, and he was crawling, he was half walking, half crawling. Put an age to that, whatever you may think it is, he's a tot, okay? We would say always, good night, have good dreams. And the response in the family was, you too. Sorry, you also. It was cute hearing, it might be one of those, you had to be there, cute moments, but we said goodnight to my younger brother. I said, goodnight, have good dreams. He says, okay. He says, okay. Okay, okay, okay. I'm just saying okay again and again because I'm trying to find the green balance again. So it kind of ruined the little anecdote that I had there. But so if I say goodnight, have good dreams. I'll pretend I'm hearing you too. Oh, one interesting point I did read is that the average commute drive is 30 minutes, but in New York it's the longest, with 36, 38 minutes. So they were trying to, the guidelines and tips as far as this podcast, which is really a subtext, a subterfuge to reasons why you want to pay this $240 or $260 a year or whatever it be, is that people, someone may be listening to this as they're driving to work. That'd be kind of interesting. I didn't say anything really much of substance. Good night. Have good dreams.